Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Thrifty Thursdays at SWC Deck 14. The Sudbury Women's Center, SWC, has a monthly fundraiser aimed at helping women, girls, trans and non-binary individuals navigate violent and challenging life situations. Calling it Thrifty Thursdays, the SWC invites the community to join the cause by thrifting at their My Sister's Closet boutique. The fundraiser will be held the last Thursday of each month, with all proceeds going towards providing clients with basic needs items. The next event is December 14 from 6 to 8 p.m. at SWC, located at 174 Douglas Street, Suite 201. To participate in the Thrifty Thursday fundraiser or for more information about SWC and its initiatives, please visit the SWC website or contact Ray Ann Neville at ray-ann.neville@sudburywc.ca or call 705-673-1916, ext. 104. Biggest Little Theater Company's Holiday Talent Show. Deck 15. Your chance to enjoy the talents of Sudbury's rising stars comes at the Biggest Little Theater Company's, BLTC, Holiday Talent Show, happening Friday, December 15 at 6 p.m. at the Edgar Leckler Community Center in Isilda. The event is pay what you can at the door, and in addition to the show, there will be a bake sale, as well as free pictures with Santa and the Grinch. The Holiday Talent Show features BLTC players alongside special guests, singing renditions of classic carols and performing dance routines. Funds raised from the event will contribute to the upcoming production of Shrek Jr., with 50% donated to the Better Beginnings, Better Futures Christmas programs. TNO presents La Terra Est Grande. Deck 14-16. In front of a cottage, on an island in the middle of a river, Hubert and Henriette, their bellies hollowed out by hunger, wait for the end. The rich arrive, Trudy and Crayon, the owners of the island, accompanied by Hugo, the golf pro. The trio has just left the city to escape the economic, environmental and health crises. Then, it'll be Mimi, Dodo, Nini, Titi, Kaka, Nono and Tata's turn to come out of the ground, where they were digging up the mystery of the hole. Why were they in the hole? Maybe the Earth isn't a separate entity from humans, not just an object, not just a backdrop. Maybe nowadays, the only way to achieve a certain kind of ecological thinking is through the arts. The show runs December 14-16 at Place Des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Indie Cinema Christmas Serial Cartoon Party. Deck 16. Sudbury Indie Cinema hosts the second Christmas edition of the Saturday morning All-You-Can-Eat Cereal Cartoon Party. The first showing of the cartoon party was on December 9th and the second takes place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. December 16th. You can roll out of bed and head over to Sudbury Indie Cinema to enjoy 3 hours of Christmas cartoon specials, dating from the 1950s to 1990s, along with retro holiday commercial breaks and PSAs. Accompanying the cartoons are endless bowls of your favorite sugary cereals, about 35 to 40 varieties, including festive limited edition cereal. There will be gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, and no-sugar-added cereal and milk available to cater to every dietary need. The collection of cartoons is curated by David Bertrand of Stompbox in Toronto, and this will be the fifth time Sudbury Indie Cinema has worked with Stompbox to bring cereal cartoon parties to Sudbury. Sudbury Indie Cinema has also teamed up with Comics North Hidden Level Games and Odd Hawks Live Improv Group to put together fantastic door prizes that every attendee will be entered to win. Purchase tickets online here. Cereal is included with admission. Café Heritage presents Le Revelon 2023. Deck 16. Step back in time and relive the magic of a bygone era at this enchanting musical event. Immerse yourself in the warm embrace of an old-fashioned Christmas celebration, complete with a cozy, homely setting. Picture candlelit tables adorned with festive decorations, where friends and family gather to savor a sumptuous holiday dinner. As the night unfolds, the sounds of live music fill the air, transporting guests to a world of nostalgia. Whether you're waltzing under twinkling lights or simply enjoying the melodies, this dinner dance brings together the timeless traditions of yesteryears, creating cherished memories that will forever echo the spirit of Christmas past. The event takes place at the Lionel E. Lalonde Center in Isilda. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Purchase tickets online here. Book signing. Deck 16. The Sudbury Region Police Museum is holding a book signing for local author David Lalonde Saturday, December 16 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Refreshments will be served and museum tours are available. Lalonde, a retired detective with the OPP, published his first novel, Death of a Millionaire, earlier this year. Sudbury Youth Orchestra Holiday Concert. Deck 17. If you're a fan of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, you might want to take in the Sudbury Youth Orchestra's holiday concert Sunday, December 17. Special guest Sudbury MPP Jamie West will narrate excerpts from the Dickens classic, which will be set to arrangements of carols which Dickens himself would have known and which remain familiar today. An award-winning ensemble, the Sudbury Youth Orchestra provides a unique opportunity for young strings players to receive instruction and experience in orchestral repertoire, said a press release. After months of practicing, they are delighted to perform for the public. They are thrilled that Jamie West, MPP for Sudbury, will be joining them and are grateful for his ongoing support of young people in the arts and our community. The concert runs at 3:30 p.m. December 17 at St. Peter's United Church on York Street. Donations will be gratefully accepted. Sensory Santa. Deck 17. A special Santa event is happening in Garson this weekend for families with disabled, autistic and medically fragile children who might not be able to see a typical Santa at the mall. The Sensory Santa will be visiting the Sudbury Respite Care Center, RCC, 190 Church Street, Garson, on Sunday, December 17 from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. It will be free for parents to bring their special needs children to the event. The Respite Care Center describes this as a stress-free event where youngsters can meet Santa before Christmas and pose for a photo. This is a free event and RCC is encouraging friends and supporters to spread the word with other families whose children might enjoy meeting Santa. Lecture by Mark Mayer. Deck 18. We live in times that sense the need for change. The flames of change are fanned by eminent, enlightening, inspiring personalities. Sudbury's Placeday Arts invites you to come and listen to outstanding public figures who have used the keys of art to open gateways to the future. This prestigious series of talks presents voices that are vital for our times. Their creative works and innovative thinking can be catalysts for self-renewal through the sharing of mutually respected identities. Their presence at Sudbury's Placeday Arts promises enlightening moments for evolving times. Please join us for this prestigious series of talks hosted by Dr. Simon LaFlamme, a distinguished sociologist and philosopher. On December 18 is a talk by Mark Mayer, What I Bought for You. Reminiscing on his career as a public collector of art, Sudbury native Mark Mayer's show and tell will cover many of the cultural wonders he and his teams have acquired for the public over the years, and he'll explain his passion for them. From creators as diverse as Jean-Michel Basquiat and Judy Chicago, to Canadian classics Jack Bush and Alex Janvier, from old masters Pierre-Paul Proudhon and Elizabeth Vigée Le Brun, and internationally recognized Canadians Rebecca Belmore and Jeffrey Farmer, it will be a stimulating evening of art and ideas. The lecture runs at 7 p.m. December 18 at Placeday Arts. Purchase tickets online here. La Slague presents Au Bistro des Découvertes. Deck 19. Not all great talents are great stars. Discovering them, despite their relative obscurity, is a keenly felt pleasure. We gain an appreciation for our environment, capable of offering such beautiful presences. We share the thrill of a brand new performance. We experience a moment of beautiful guidance that wants to do good, just by forging a link. It's in this spirit that La Slague invites you to Au Bistro des Découvertes. This intimate concert series is carefully curated, with new talent personally recommended by seasoned French Ontario artists. Our old hands on the music scene are well placed to make good musical acquaintances, and like us, the stars love to share their finds with their friends. So be one of their friends. On December 19, Dan Bedard presents his picks. Bedard is an all-rounder in music. He has produced award-winning albums, Steph Paquette, Jacinth Trudeau, Pierre-Et Le Papillon, Robert Dixon, Michel Dallaire, scored films, TNO plays, multimedia productions for international science centers, composed modern classical works, taught music at the post-secondary level, musical director of Nuit-sur-Laytang and NLFB. That's enough, you understand. This likable gentleman leads an impressive career. Oh yes, and the Bistro des Découvertes is his idea. Northern Ontario-born Peter Cliché is a multi-instrumentalist inspired by folk, blues, East Coast and world music. He has worked with several house bands and artists such as Robert Paquette, Chuck LaBelle, Susan Aglukirk, Amy Skye, Survivorman and Les Stroud. On December 19, using a looper and other electronic devices, Peter Cliché will construct unique arrangements of original compositions and well-known melodies in real time. The show runs December 19 at 5 p.m. at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. LaSalle Secondary presents, How the Grinch Found His Christmas Spirit. Deck. 21. The LaSalle Secondary School Black Box Theatre will host its annual Winter Madness celebration on Thursday, December 21, 2023 at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Winter Madness unites the work of dramatic arts and music students in a festive interpretation of the holiday classic, How the Grinch Found His Christmas Spirit. Tickets, at $10 for adults and $5 for students, can be purchased at the door. Orders can also be emailed to Megan Sanderson at sanderm@rainbowschools.ca. The festive season presents an opportune time to showcase our talented students and staff, says Christina Rivard-Gabo, principal of LaSalle Secondary School. We invite everyone in the community to join us to share in the celebration. LaSalle Secondary School is located at 1545 Kennedy Street in Sudbury. The Living Nativity. Deck. 21-24. The Living Nativity returns this month for its 36th consecutive year. Presented by All Nations Church, the event runs at Science North Deck. 21-24, with the presentation beginning at 7:30 p.m. The Living Nativity brings to life the timeless story of the birth of Jesus Christ, featuring a cast of dedicated volunteers in an immersive and captivating experience for attendees of all ages. The event is free to attend, and spectators are encouraged to arrive early to enjoy the breathtaking Christmas lights generously provided by the Sudbury Charities Foundation. In the spirit of giving, attendees are also invited to contribute to their meaningful cause. All Nations Church is proud to announce an exciting partnership with KFM Radio 95.5, adding a special touch to the festivities. The collaboration will culminate in a spectacular fireworks display over Greater Sudbury on Christmas Eve, immediately following the conclusion of the Living Nativity presentation. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents 12 days of holidays until December 24. Join the Art Gallery of Sudbury, Galerie d'Art de Sudbury for 12 days of holiday events and gift shopping opportunities. Hosted at 174 Elgin Street, this event features a selection of artisanal works from the gallery gift shop, artworks from our local color collection as well as an exhibition of artworks by the Fall 2023 Creative Kids classes. Visit each day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. to join in on the festivities. Yes Theatre presents Matilda. The musical until December 30th. Matilda. The musical is the multi-award-winning musical from the Royal Shakespeare Company, inspired by the beloved book by the incomparable Roald Dahl. With a book by Dennis Kelly and original songs by Tim Minchin, Matilda the musical is the story of an extraordinary little girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. Winner of 99 international awards, including 24 for Best Musical, Matilda has been delighting audiences for over a decade and was recently adapted into a major motion picture on Netflix. The show has now been extended to December 30th at Sudbury Theatre Centre. You can purchase tickets to Yes Theatre's Matilda, the musical, online here. Sudbury Performance Group New Year's Eve Deck. 31 Let's Laugh Our Way Out of 2023. Sudbury Performance Group will be hosting another wild night of comedy at the Trevi with laughs, dinner and dancing. There are three hilarious comics coming up to laugh the night away with us. The event is hosted by Max Sheldrick, and featuring Jesse Singh and Mark Anthony Sinagaga. The event runs December 31st at Trevi Bar and Grill. Doors open at 5:30 p.m., with dinner at 7 p.m. and showtime at 9:30 p.m. Purchase tickets online here. Gallery 6500 presents Martin Koteluk until January 5, 2024. Gallery 6500 presents an exhibition of paintings, sketches by local artist Martin Koteluk entitled A Study in Contrast. He has been inspired by the landscapes that inspired the Group of Seven, but in contrast the exhibit also includes more abstract pieces of art, as well as sketches of everyday items that have caught his eye. Koteluk is an accomplished artist whose talents have been highlighted by the magazine's International Artist, American Art Collection, and he has won several awards with the La Cloche Art Show and the Northern Ontario Artist Association. The exhibit can be viewed weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. until January 5, 2024. Festival of Lights until January 7, 2024. Enjoy the outdoors and take in the holiday light scenes throughout the Science North grounds. The massive displays were originally created by two families in Garson some decades ago. The display now encompasses over 250 separate elements containing approximately 3.25 kilometers of lighting with nearly 55,000 LED lights. Admission and parking is free, but a voluntary donation to the Sudbury Charities Foundation is appreciated. GNO presents Le Nouveau Louvre until January 9, 2024. For its 28th edition, the GNO is back with its long-awaited annual event, Le Nouveau Louvre, a holiday art sale. For the occasion, the gallery walls will be plastered with works by your favorite local and regional artists. Shop in person at the GNO, or online on the gallery's website, to find that rare gem. All works are sold for $200. Profits are shared between the artist and the GNO. First come, first served. Runs until January 9, 2024. Read more online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Brandon Restoul at Laughing Buddha until January 23, 2024. Although the Art Gallery of Sudbury's main site at the Bell Mansion is currently closed for safety reasons, an off-site exhibit by Brandon Restoul continues at the Laughing Buddha restaurant downtown until January 23, 2024. What were once two mediums I simply enjoyed to tinker around with, have evolved to tools of self-healing, he said in an artist's statement. It's been beautiful to see my most treasured moments and the people and places my eyes refuse to forget reflect through my photography. Likewise, with my poetry, which joined the party a few years ago. I once resented only catching myself writing when I was stuck in dark places. However, as I've grown alongside it, it's allowed me to be vulnerable and share my sadness, anger, grief and depression in a safe and fulfilling way. Enjoy the roller coaster that I am. GNO presents Connor Lafortune until January 27, 2024. In a work dedicated to his grandparents, family and elders, Connor reimagines a world where the true stories of colonization can be told. He seeks to unpack language, teachings and history while using both oral storytelling and traditional regalia. After six generations without fluent language speakers in his family, Connor seeks to understand the impacts of loss by speaking directly to his ancestors. Poor Tout Cek2Nose's Pa Dyer, to all the words you never learned, dares to ask, how have our words changed us? He explores the ways in which colonization prevented the use of traditional language and dictated the use of the English language. He shares the traditional words they never learned and the ways they were forbidden to resist. The series of exhibitions presented in collaboration with Galerie du Nouvel Ontario can be viewed at Place des Arts until January 27, 2024. Pierogies and cabbage rolls, Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.